In the first half of our show, Kip McAtee gave us a brief introduction to the music his band Partners in Time will be playing in our Atherton studio tomorrow evening. We're bringing him back to hear more of the oud, an instrument that has made its way across the Middle East with its distinctive sound. Hey, Kip, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about the unusual scales, or at least unusual to Western ears, scales and rhythms of your music, and so we wanted to hear a little bit more fully. But with the tune you're about to play, just if you would break down the rhythm for me at first.
This tune is called Kurdili Hijazkar, which is the name of the maqam, the scale that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple 6/8. Rakatatakatarakatatakatarakatatakata.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, really fast 6.
Yeah.
And that's a Western rhythm as well, 6/8, right? But usually not done that fast.
Yeah, I don't hear that on the radio too much.
No. You know, one of the things that strikes me about the music, because you always hear about how the unusual time signatures of this kind of music, and we in the West are conditioned to think that if it isn't a 3, a 4, or a 6, you won't be able to dance to it. And yet it's so obviously dance music and very danceable music, right?
Absolutely. All this music that we play in Partners in Time is dance music. We actually were born out of the IFDH folk dance group here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And they danced all the time signatures, 11s, 7s, everything.
Well, just before you play the tune, just play the scale that's based on, if you would.
Excuse me.
Sounds good. Well, go ahead and... Thanks, Kip. That really sounded good, and I could really hear the very clear change in rhythm, the change in the count from a 6 to a 4, yeah?
It goes into a belody at the last little phrase there, yeah.
But, you know, it really struck me when I was listening to that although you might think it would be foreign to one's ears and exotic, it really wouldn't take long to fall in love with this kind of music.
Yeah, I agree with you. It informs... You're listening to American music and gives you something to compare against.
One of the things that, you know, the more vernacular forms of American music have, and it's shared by what you're playing here, is that whole thing of sneaking around in between the notes, which is a lot easier to do on a fretless instrument. Because I know in that melody you played, there's one very distinct slur where you go almost a whole half step up to the note, yeah?
Yeah, you can do that on oud because there's no frets.
Right, right. So it can be, if you get past, you know, for me it's terrifying to not have frets, obviously.
Me
but
too.
At the same time, there's a freedom to it, isn't there?
It's very expressive. It's like a violin. You know, you have to really work on getting the notes in tune, but then it gives you a vibrato, and it gives you a lot of slurred notes, like you say.
And the, once you get into vibrato and slurred notes, now you're doing what the human voice does.
Like a violin, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, very few human voices hit the note. They don't, you know, a voice doesn't nail a note. Frequently you kind of slide in, slide back, that kind of thing.
It's true.
Kip, it's great fun to have you in. Thank you so much. It really sounded great.
Thank you very much.
Kip McAtee is a founding member of Partners in Time, a band that plays the music of the Balkans and the Near East. The band is playing in our Atherton studio tomorrow evening at 7:30, and you can get details of the show on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.